you available for some hot chat?
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Ghost Bros. Today we're going to be talking about some conspiracies, quite a few actually. Some of them are kind of confirmed. Some of them, they still, you know, don't have all the evidence for, but you can kind of say they're confirmed. Today I got Cody with me.
What's up?
And have you been on an episode of Ghost Bros before?
No, we had talked about it, and then everybody else kind of ran off.
Yeah, I think that was Sawyer we had on here. Yeah, so we don't have Dalton and Brennan or whatever the fuck their aliases was. I don't care. I mean, they being a witness protection, I really don't give a shit. I'm just playing. We're still cool with them. They just don't – they got different schedules, so that's why we ain't been posting and putting shit out.
So, yeah, I'm taking their place.
Yeah, he's taking their place, and I've already moved. I bought my house back in February, so we're good to go on that. I don't have that shit to worry about anymore. And I think we'll be good to go to start being a little more consistent. As far as Cody's schedule goes, I think it should be okay too, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm usually just working through the day. At night, I'm going to be at the house. My girl's going to be leaving and going on a trip. Well, I say a trip. She's leaving for the summer to go work. So I'm pretty much just going to have a whole lot of free time on my hands.
Yeah, a lot of jerk-off time, I see.
Man. I had to slow down actually, but that's that'll be a conversation for another time. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, well let's how about we just go ahead and jump in these conspiracy theories? There's really no right way to get into them. I will cite my information in the description below, or wherever you're checking this out at. Wherever the description is where I'll cite my information at. But we're going to talk about them and read them and, you know, just try to break them down a little bit and compare them to other shit we might have heard. So I'll go ahead and read the first one. It says, the title says the Pentagon does have a UFO program. I think a lot of people know this by now. What was the stuff they released? I think it was back in the 90s.
Man,
or was it 2000s?
I think I'm not entirely sure on that. I know right after COVID when we were all quarantined, I know they had released some information about aliens. I'd be lying to you if I told you I looked into that, but give me a second and I'll actually see if I can find something.
Well, while you look that up, I'll go ahead and read this article just for the people that haven't heard this. Among some of the Pentagon's most secretive programs is the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. The program was dedicated to investigate reports of unidentified flying objects, but for years it was never formally acknowledged by the Department of Defense. The agency claims that the program stopped receiving funds in 2012. However, many believe it continues to operate to this day. And I mean, just to throw this out here. I mean, unidentified don't mean it's extraterrestrial. It could just be, somebody's drone. Could just be somebody that done made some shit in their backyard and flew it up.
Could just be somebody's old drunk uncle flying around in the fucking crop duster somewhere he's not supposed to be. Luckily, he didn't get shot down.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kind of shit it could be. But, just for the sake of fun, we can act like it was extraterrestrial. Me personally, I do believe there is life outside of this earth. It's just too big of a space to say, hey, we're the only ones that occupy it.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, so that's just my opinion. Now, this one I haven't heard of, but I will read it. Apple's top secret iPod. What a question mark.
Top secret iPod.
Yeah. According to former Apple software engineer David Shire, the tech company worked with the U.S. Department of Energy on a covert project back in 2005. The special iPod was allegedly supposed to act as a G-E-I-G-E-R. I'm bad at pronouncing shit.
Oh, a Geiger.
Okay, Geiger counter. By testing radiation levels in the air, he shared in tidbits. I guess that's the article where he was giving an interview. You can walk around a city casually, listen to your tunes while recording evidence of radioactivity. Scanning for smuggled or stolen uranium, for instance, or evidence of a dirty bomb development program with no chance that the press or public would get wind of what was happening.
So they made an iPod for the CIA, is what they're saying.
Yeah, they basically made one for the CIA that where they could find, you know, people that sit in their basements and make fucking bombs and shit, or people that, you know, I guess in war zones you could technically still have it and kind of come close to find out where some bombs were, you know, with some terrorist organizations.
Are they on the hunt for them folks with that uranium fever, baby?
Where the fuck do you find uranium at?
Man, don't make me lie to you. Let's see.
Uranium.
I'm pretty sure you can mine it, but
Well, I know that's what they got in Ukraine. And I believe that's one of the reasons Vladimir Putin wants the country back under his wing so he can exploit the uranium that's in the soil over there. So yeah, I do believe you mine it, but
just a quick Google search says uranium is found in small amounts in most rocks and even in seawater. Uranium mines operate in many countries, but more than 85% of uranium is produced in six countries: Kazakhstan, Canada, Australia, Namibia, Niger, and Russia.
Huh. Yeah.
So. Tell me that the Canadians, like the most peaceful motherfuckers, are trying to bomb somebody, you know what I mean?
Well, they're probably selling it, if I had to guess.
Yeah. That's probably how they get free health care and weed.
I got a buddy out in Canada, actually. We play online together. We've been playing for years now together. But he's a bitch, so we're not going to talk about him. He's the most asshole motherfucker I ever met, and he's from Canada. So I don't know if all those little I'm serious. Like, he's the biggest asshole I've probably ever met. Like, he's just a fucking dick. Anytime you say something, he's just got something smart to say about it and some bullshit to say.
Oh, man. So he's not your buddy, pal?
I mean, no. It's like that kind of pal, like where you talk shit about each other the whole time you're hanging out.
Yeah.
It's like we don't like each other, but somehow every day when we play games, we're playing together and we're still talking to each other. I think it's just because we don't have that many people we play with, so. All right, but the next one says the FBI was tracking Bigfoot. I think I've heard this as well. I was telling you earlier today that apparently some guy down here in Baldwin County, he took pictures of Bigfoot, and the sheriff's department's actually looking into it. And the wildlife conservative officers are looking into it. I'm down here in Baldwin County in Alabama. But why would the FBI be looking into Bigfoot, though? You'd think that'd be a CIA kind of job, you know? As far as operative go, that FBI deals with, like, business shit, right? Cody, you still there?
Yo.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you, man. What happened?
Oh, man, I don't know. Well, I thought I was sitting here talking all the time. I guess I had to leave Anchor open. The FBI is like a federal kind of, like, you know, like tax evasion, like drug syndicate.
Like federal, was it Federal Bureau?
Yeah, the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Is like, that's why it's weird that they would be tracking Bigfoot, because I feel like that would be more of a CIA operative versus something to do with business.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like even so, there's a lot of work for our tax. I feel like that'd be like a wildlife kind of deal.
I mean, that would
unless
be more
Bigfoot just needs to pay his taxes, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they thought it was something else. But apparently the FBI really does have a file on everyone, including mystical creatures like Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Deep really?
The FBI's Freedom of Information Library, you can track down the agency's file on Bigfoot. Files are released only when a subject is deceased, which not only points to the figure being real, but also suggests that the agency believes it is dead. That's kind of interesting right there.
That is pretty given how long people have think they've seen him, like, he's got to be something. You know what I mean? Like, if he's lived this long, like, this is longer than the average human being, I can tell you that.
I mean, it's public information at this point, but it said that they had to be, it can only be released once the subject is deceased. So that means either they know for a fact that it was real at one point and they think it's dead, or they know it's dead, or whatever, you know, or they actually had it captive or some shit. But
yeah, but you just said that Baldwin are looking into it now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the pictures, man. I mean, it's pretty crazy. Like, I've seen it. It's obviously, it's your classic Bigfoot blurry bullshit, but he was quite a bit away and he was across the river. Like, he was across a river and, like, he was into the woods, but it looked like a monkey. And there shouldn't be no monkey down here in Baldwin County, Alabama. And it shouldn't be. Yeah, unless the circus like at that point they're fucking flipped apes. Over or something.
Like a gorilla.
So, yeah, just some fucking, you know, gorilla walking around. I just don't think that's possible. So, I'm not saying Bigfoot sounds more plausible, but I'm saying that it seems more of a natural habitat kind of thing the way it was.
Yeah, true. That's pretty wild.
But I don't know. I think I believe in Bigfoot, but at the same time, I don't. But, I mean, why would they lie about Bigfoot being real? Or why would they not tell us information about it?
That is true.
And you know, like, what's the big whoop about it? I mean, if it's a new species, we learn about new species in the ocean every year. So why would they lie about Bigfoot being real? I mean, I think that would put a lot of people at ease.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know, man. Then again, shit. Deep water shit kind of scares me, talking about finding shit in the sea, man. Can you imagine what we could find down there, like, way past where we're supposed to be? Like, I'm afraid to know what the fuck's down there, bro.
Well, I'm pretty sure the cure to cancer and all the world's, you know, questions could be answered in the deepest parts of the sea, but as of now, it's kind of like space, you know, we got to have to explore it deep enough, and once you get so far down, everything in front of your face is pitch black. So I think that's another reason why I don't know how much of a percentage we've actually discovered of the ocean. If I'm not mistaken, it's only been like 10%. So with that being said, there's ecosystems upon ecosystems we haven't even seen yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, once you get so far down, you know, the pressure can literally crush just about anything. So, I mean, getting down there is going to be a hell of a ride.
But that just makes you think about what kind of fucking, you know, a quote-unquote fish are down there. They can survive in the dark like that, surviving the pressure down there, and then, you know, just all that. Like, what is the ecosystem like down there? I mean, because you can't imagine most plants grow there because there's no sunlight.
Yeah.
So they got to just be eating each other if they're that far down.
Yeah, man, that's some Darwinism down there, brother.
Yeah, that's definitely some shit, I'll tell you that much. So let's see, here go another one that says the playing card escape. So during World War II, the U.S. and Britain snuck Allied prisoners of war escape maps using playing cards. The papers containing detailed escape routes were hidden in between the layers of cards. The Geneva Convention stated Christmas care packages were allowed to be delivered to POWs, which is how the decks of cards went undetected.
Okay.
So they was basically sneaking in maps on how to leave the POW camps, right?
Okay. Sure, that's pretty far. The conviction actually went towards, like, POW camps, man. By POW camps, man. They do some pretty gruesome shit.
Yeah, they do, but apparently they was allowing Christmas care packages to be delivered. Huh. But this is my thing. Is this a conspiracy or is this something that's like actual fact? Because it didn't say it was a conspiracy or anything. But it's on the list, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
But, we'll move on. That is kind of interesting, though. I never imagined POW would have a heart and allow Christmas care packages for their prisoners.
Yeah, because, I mean, they were beating and torturing these motherfuckers. If I'm not, like, the Vietnamese POW camps were, like, some of the most brutal shit.
Well, it did say World War II, so that was, what was that? That was Hitler and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, they were the, they were the superior race, so they were obviously Christians.
Yeah,
that's
that
why
one.
They that's why they allowed the Christmas care packages. All right, here go one. It says the Navy UFO videos weren't supposed to be released. I'm not sure what videos it's referring to, but I have seen quite a few videos that apparently weren't supposed to be released. It says that there are at least three videos released by the U.S. Navy documenting UFO activity. However, those videos were never supposed to have been leaked, along with a confirmation that the videos were taken by Navy pilots and captured unexplained aerial phenomena. The agency also admitted the footage was never intended for the public to see. So, if there are aliens, why do you really, like, if there's extraterrestrial, why do you really feel like they don't want us to know?
I don't know, unless they're trying to make some kind of deals with these kind of, you know. Shit.
Do you think maybe it's to remain in power, since there might be a higher power above our government?
It could be, man, because this guy that I was talking to not long ago, it kind of goes on to like some of the Illuminati stuff. Like they're under the belief that not the Illuminati, this person I was talking to, under the belief that the higher ups. Yeah, again, the Freemasons and shit made deals with extraterrestrials, and that's how we've advanced so far in the past 100 years.
Yeah, that like kind that makes sense.
Yeah, like that's how we ended up with all the technology.
Have you? I mean, like, seriously, has anybody listening to this? Have you ever looked at your phone and wondered how the fuck am I holding a wireless computer that has internet? Like, where? Like, that has radio waves that are giving me shit to look online. And have you ever sat and thought about what the fuck is the internet? I mean, obviously, it's easy to answer when you look it up. But just think from a person point of view of how it actually works, and it just sounds unrealistic.
Yeah, it does. Because, I mean, like, I feel like we're slowly declining in intelligence as society because without our cell phones, you know, where are our actual brains? You know what I mean? Like, you know, back like 100 years ago, you know, you either had to know somebody that knew some shit or, you know, you went and did some research. And even then, there wasn't any. I guess it's kind of like now, you know, you look shit up on the internet. Who's to tell you if it's real or not? You know,
but I guess if that's the only answer you can find, then you have no proof.
Yeah.
And no reason to say it's not.
Yeah. Like we've advanced and declined to where people don't even try to learn other languages anymore. You know what I mean? Like they just look it up on their phone if they need to know another phrase in another language. You know, there's an app for that.
Yeah, they go to Google Translate and end up like typing in the wrong shit and saying the wrong shit, getting their ass beat down in Mexico.
Yeah, I swear. Like, have you ever seen Idiocracy?
No.
Oh man, I'm gonna be honest. I haven't finished the whole movie because it kind of just like it hurt my head. Just some of it, like
yeah,
basically like this guy. The premise of it, you know, I might be fucking this up, but he was involved in an army experiment, and then he wakes up a couple hundred, maybe 1,000 years in the future, and everybody's just fat, lazy, and stupid because they have technology.
I mean, man, it's kind of where we're at now, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, and if it keeps, you know, if it keeps going, it just does nothing but get worse, bro.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared for my kids to grow up in this world, man. I mean, I'm glad I got kids, but at the same time, I feel guilty for having kids.
I understand that.
I mean, you know, it's weird, but anyways, let's move on. Nobody wants to hear about my woes and shit, so. this one's interesting. Kind of touched on what probably people have been seeing here lately. The CIA built a robot dragonfly. So, thanks to James Bond and other spy movies, our imaginations are filled with possibilities for covert devices on the spy trade. But the reality is so much better than imagined. At least that's how we felt when the CIA released never-before-seen devices from the 1970s at the CIA Museum in D.C. Among the gadgets was a drone-like dragonfly known by the CIA as the Insectophagus. Dude, that's fucking crazy, though. This is in the 70s, and they had dragonfly drones.
That shit is kind of wild.
They could damn very well have birds that are drones right now.
Wait, chill out. Yeah, dude, like when you were talking about this shit earlier, the fucking, I mean, I don't know, man. They really could be doing that shit.
I don't think cops and, like, certain agencies are really that smart. I feel like they just fucking know, because, you know, when a drug bust happens, it's like how they find each, every fucking person that really gets in with it. Because not that many people are snitching. They just can't be.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's quite a possibility they could promise him a smaller sentence, but I mean, they find everybody involved with it. And it's like, how do you know all this shit? Just from, like, watching one guy buy drugs from them.
Yeah, you know? I think it goes off into cell phones and shit, man.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot to do with that, too.
And I don't know if you knew this, like, dude, they actually have a whole new charge. Well, it might not be new, but, like, using a telecommunication device with intent to sell, like, that's a charge.
Damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, that's just crazy. That.
But, so, apparently they had a robot dragonfly that was, like, a drone-like device. But not only that, they also had a robot catfish.
What?
Hold on, this is the question. Before I read this article, how do they charge these things? How would the battery life sustain? Was it solar powered?
I don't know. I don't know exactly how far we were in solar power at that point in time. It could have been. Can you imagine, right, just like a right. steam I mean, engine that's... dragonfly?
But just see a fucking dragonfly, like. Like some, I just imagine like these two kingpins, you know, they're sitting down talking business and dragonfly just flies by and it just sits on a chair and it's like recording everything and watching everything.
My question is, where were they using these dragonflies? Like, it's had to be like down somewhere in the south for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like in the south or somewhere tropical, maybe Cuba.
Yeah. You know?
Maybe it was somewhere down there they was using them at. But even then, how good would the signal have been to actually, how far away could you have been to operate this drone?
Yeah, like, you had to be close, you know what I mean?
Like, because back then, the kind of signals that would have been a million miles away or 100 miles away, I mean, would have gave you cancer.
Yeah.
Because they were using bad shit to give you signals back then.
Yeah. And, they had to have rolls of film in them because, like, you know, nothing was digital then. You know what I mean?
As far as we know, to the public, it wasn't digital.
That is true.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of questions, but it's cool if it's true. Like, I mean, it's true because it's on a display at a museum, but it still makes you wonder, though, like, the full capacity of the devices. Yeah. But let's read the robot catfish.
Yeah, I'm interested.
What are they going to find? What are they trying to find with that? Like, people see who's skinny dipping and shit?
Underwater.
Oh, this motherfucker naked, dog. You know, like, trying to catch people like throwing dynamite shit in the water, trying to blow fish up.
Yeah, and even then, like, the robot catfish would be gone at that point, right?
Yeah, it'd be fucked up. So, anyway, let's see. Meet Charlie, the CIA's top secret catfish. The agency built the robotic part submarine in the 90s to see if it was possible to build an unscrewed underwater vehicle. Oh, uncrewed, not unscrewed, sorry. Uncrewed underwater vehicle. Charlie's purpose was to collect water samples without being detected, but it's unclear if it ever succeeded. Since the agent controlling the unmanned vehicle needed to be nearby for it to work, as well as catfish not being very common in the 90s, it can be assumed that the invention wasn't too useful. So,
90s.
Yeah, and it said they had to be close, so the dragonfly thing must have just been experimental.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think it just had to be something experimental that they were just fucking with.
Yeah,
as far as realism goes.
I guess if they're collecting water samples, I don't know, it'd probably just be like, I couldn't, I guess, There could be an explanation on why that would be top secret, but I feel like that's just more ecological at that point. Like they're just trying to find out what's going on with the environment, right?
Yeah, I mean,
then
it
again,
could
I guess
be
the
that. I mean,
environment
maybe they
can
want to
tell off a lot
observe,
of
but
things too.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of shit out there we have no idea. I like military conspiracies and government conspiracies because it could just very well be true. Now,
Yeah.
these aren't technically conspiracies since they were confirmed things, but it's still in the realm of like, hey, you're fucking around without telling us. You
Yeah,
know?
you need to tell us something.
Like you're doing secret shit without letting the public know about it. I mean, eventually they did once they deemed it unnecessary. But
Yeah.
what else are they doing that's deemed necessary right now that they won't tell you about? But
Don't even want to know. Well, I think that's exactly why it stays secret. You know, after people are like, man, I don't even care. I don't want to know.
I mean, yeah, that's
Which
possible.
at the same time, like I do care and I do want to know,
Like
but
I want to know, but if it's something fucked up, I just really don't want to know. But I would want to
that
know. It's weird. It's kind of like if your old lady was cheating on you, you really wouldn't want to know if your old lady was cheating on you, but you want to know.
want to
You want to know the facts, but you just don't want to know. You don't want to know the details.
yeah.
I seen this meme. This is off topic, but it said before you forgive her for her apology for cheating on you, just remember. She stuck it back in after it slipped out. I'm
Oh my God, yeah.
like,
Like
ooh,
the one where her face
that's
is
pretty
like
fucked up.
dug off in the pillow,
That
and it's
is,
like, remember, he had her like this.
yeah, that is fucked up. But I don't cheat, so I don't got to worry about that. All right, something else we were talking about earlier was weaponizing, weather. So the military's attempt at weaponizing lightning. Imagine a weapon that could be traced to the attacker. That was the idea behind the CIA's past attempt at weaponizing lightning. According to a declassified document from 1967, while the invention turned out to be functional, the agency never fulfilled the program. Now that don't sound likely. And I'll tell you why it don't sound likely. If it was functional back in 1967, you can't tell me all the shit we have in the US right now is possibly man-made. I mean, not man-made.
True.
What if global warming is literally just a result of the government fucking with the weather?
I wouldn't doubt it, honestly. It would not surprise me.
And it just
Yeah,
has something to do with the Democrats' agenda, you know? Like for real, man, it played a big part in Biden's role of getting elected is because he was going to combat climate change, something that
yeah.
Donald Trump wouldn't do. And as far as other countries go as well, I'm sure that had a lot to do with theirs, you know. But anybody promising climate change is definitely going to be the person they're looking for leadership at this point, because we're being told that yeah, the Earth is aging rapidly, a lot more faster than it should be.
Yeah.
And but you're going to tell me in 1967 we had a program that we could weaponize lightning? You're fucking Zeus.
Yeah,
And you
you
didn't
telling me
follow
you're
through with
not
it?
gonna still be using that shit?
Yeah, I mean, made it even better. Like fucking
It's
pinpoint this shit at this point.
like I know I had read something about this earlier. I didn't read too much into it, but like apparently in Abu Dhabi they were like experience like the weather was like insanely hot, so they started like shoot, I don't know what they were putting in the air, but apparently it made clouds and it started raining to cool them down.
I don't.
That's
I
something I'm gonna
believe
have
in
to
it,
look
man.
more into, but
I'm definitely. I mean, apparently this. So it seems like what we're reading from is shit that's kind of confirmed, shit that's not still in the mix. But apparently they had a device in '67 that could do lightning. So I don't see why they wouldn't have moved on to tornadoes, fucking floods, tsunamis. I mean, we could have been every reason for every natural disaster in the world.
yeah. Shit, let me find
Since
out. Fuck it, dude.
67. Yeah,
Let me find out the CIA did Katrina.
that'd be fucked up, but you know what? It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, fucking Katrina, Harvey, Ivan, whatever the fuck else they named the rest of them.
Those might be natural, but either way. It's still kind of fucking weird to think that they actually had a machine that could do electricity like that.
That is pretty fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. Lightning at that. Not just electricity, but lightning.
Yeah, like, you know there was one guy back there that was having absolutely too much fun with that shit.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is 67 is what was hard to fathom. You know how far we've come in technologically advancements? Like, I didn't even say that shit right, but I'm just saying it's so advanced I can't even say it.
Yeah, we're talking like 60 years later now.
I mean, iPhones back then would have been more advanced than this lightning machine.
Yeah, exactly. Like
that's exactly how advanced it would have been if you brought an iPhone to 67.
Yeah, like you can press a button and just fucking.
You still had Jim Crow laws back then. There were still segregated schools and shit. You couldn't marry a black person if you were white. I mean, this is how far along that was. For some of you that don't even know the scale of 67. Which I think you all know math, but
yeah.
But either way, I'm just saying, like, shit's a long time ago, man. Like, people still thinking ass backwards ways like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've come a long way since then. Not too much, but a lot.
I don't know, man. You got far enough down in the country. Ain't shit changed.
Yeah, but it ain't, but, you know. Fuck them. All right, so let's see. We're going to go ahead and go to the All right, here go one. It says the mysterious dark mass that wasn't a submarine. Retired Navy commander David Favar recalled an unusual experience that can only be described as terrifying. In the 90s, he was assigned to retrieve BQM aerial target drones and submarine telemetry torpedoes from the ocean. A helicopter pilot was tasked to do the same. Both men witnessed a large, dark mass, circular in shape, descend towards the surface when they both attempted to hook the torpedo and both swear it wasn't a submarine in the helicopter pilot's encounter. The object sucked up the torpedo, never to be recovered.
What the fuck?
And this was in the 90s.
I blame the Russians.
That could have something. That could have a lot to do with the Russians.
I mean, that's what all other Americans have done since the fucking Cold War. I blame the Russians.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of Russia, here we go. We got one right here just about Russia. The existence of Iran's military dolphins. While many are concerned over Iran's nuclear capabilities, the military is also keeping a watchful eye on its sea. In 2000, Iran purchased a fleet of military-trained dolphins from Russia.
Dude, that makes sense because dolphins are really fucking intelligent, bro.
They are intelligent, and they could probably definitely fuck you up if they was trained for it. Like, no doubt. So it says, and no one knows whether they're alive or not today. The dolphins were originally trained to be the Soviet Union to kill and attack enemy ships. So these motherfuckers were literally just out here, like, fucking training dolphins in the 90s. To kill fucking people. It sounds like a movie, bro. I don't know if I can believe it, but.
Could you imagine just being on a ship, like, you know, just hanging out, chilling, bro, and all yours, and then my fucking whip you to death, like.
You fucking die.
I don't know. Apparently, they like to hump people a lot.
Why the fuck does Iran have these?
Yeah. Apparently, they like to hump a lot, too. So, like, they might just be fucking you to death. Who knows?
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand why Iran wanted them, but, I mean.
They were fucking the dolphins, too.
I really want to know if anybody's ever encountered this, because it said in the 2000s. So I wonder if anybody from the U.S. that was in the military at that time, going out to those kind of places, going out to the Middle East, has ever encountered these military dolphins.
I would love to hear a fucking story about that shit.
I would like to see how it even happened, how it got trained, and what they would do to perform the deathly maneuvers on the Soviet Union.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the fuck they did.
That's fucking insane, dude. That just, it makes no sense, but I'll take it, man. Apparently it's a thing, you know? It's definitely a thing. That's cool. I like that.
Definitely something we're going to have to touch on a later episode. We're going to have to look into that shit.
Yeah, we're going to have to definitely deep dive on that. And I really hope I can find some videos and put links out there. But, yeah, but I don't know.
Honestly, if you're interested, bro, I think that'd be a good topic for next week's episode. We're going to have to definitely deep dive on that.
I would like to deep dive on that. It is conspiracy, but it's kind of been said like, yeah, we did train these dolphins. So I really want to find out how they did it. Okay, here we go. The CIA Soviet era bird drone concept.
There we go.
So with the Cold War brought tons of covert inventions, some of which were only recently declassified. The CIA's Project Aquiline, for example, was intended to create a fleet of bird drones that would act as spy planes and couriers in the Cold War. The invention, although never completed, was intended to be nuclear-powered so they could stay in the air for up to a month. Damn. That's pretty good right there.
So that's what they were doing with the uranium.
So nuclear power. So they're saying something nuclear powered could keep a drone up in the air for 1 month.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Maybe that's what the fucking dragonfly ran off of.
It's possible. If they wanted to do it like that, man, I mean, yeah, they could definitely have kept it up there for a while. Okay, let's see. The quality of United States satellite capabilities. I know the title sounds confusing, but let's read on and see what it means. There are thousands of satellites in Earth's orbit right now, and hundreds are operated by the United States military. While the public has known of their presence for years, the actual capabilities of our spy satellites were unknown until former President Donald Trump tweeted a classified image in September 2019 from the image of the exploded rocket launch in Iran. Experts were quick to identify the satellite as one of the United States KH-11, which for obvious reasons, there is not a lot of known information about it. So if I'm thinking correctly, it said the exploded rocket launch in Iran. So that would be in 2019. Yeah. So in 2019, that's when he blew up that fucking general over in Iran.
Yeah, I remember that.
And his little entourage.
Yeah.
But why would he release images if this is supposed to be classified? See, I don't know. I like Donald Trump. I think he's fucking hilarious. I think he's funny. So is Joe Biden. They're both pretty funny. But I think they're both dumbasses at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Ain't neither one of them right, bro.
I mean, they're both good for their own things. But, you know, I'm not going to get into politics here. But I think he could have left that shit out, though. He didn't have to send a picture. I'm like, look at this shit.
That's exactly what he did. He was just like, hey, man, I fucked him up. Look at this.
Like, it was just a flex. He was just trying to flex on people and just expose a top-secret satellite that was spying on other countries for us.
Yeah, I think that's half of his entire presidency. He was just trying to flex, bro.
It was, man, because he was even talking about, like, yeah, there is extra. Well, he never outright said it, but he definitely made a point to be like, yeah, there's other shit out here. Like, he said it without saying it.
Yeah.
And said that he was going to release the documents on it and all that. I forgot when he was supposed to do it, but I think something else happened that particular day. I can't remember what happened, but you know what? It'd be good to look into that because, if I'm not mistaken, it was sometime before January 6th, you know, the whole Capitol, like, riot or whatever that bullshit was.
Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was the beginning of 2021. I might be wrong.
Oh, that's the beginning of, yep, you're right about that, yep. So Joe Biden this year in November being presidency for 2 years.
Yeah.
But these years are kind of flying by for me because I'm just on autopilot. But anyways, let's talk about everything else. Let's not get all depressive here. So the end of Project Blue Book. In 1952, the United States Air Force launched its third UFO program, Project Blue Book. After the previous program marked nearly 23% of UFO cases unexplained, it became the mission of Project Blue Book to debunk UFO inquiries and make them go away. Although the Air Force shut down the program in 1969, the government continued to record encounters. And if I'm not mistaken, Project Blue Book is available to the public at this point. That's one of those that has been released to the library.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of cool shit in there. A lot of people talk about UFO sightings. It's probably within Project Blue Book as well, if they're legit. But yeah, let's see. Oh, this one's kind of crazy. I was looking at this one earlier. It says the leak of psychoelectric weapons. All right. It cannot be confirmed or denied that the government dabbles in psychoelectric weapons and remote mind control. However, Washington State Fusion Center official did accidentally share diagrams about these subjects with a journalist in 2018. While it seems to be a massive oversight, the documents were not deemed official, and the WSFC did not return requests for comment. So you tell me, just like probably some fucking intern or something. They was like, yeah, you can go talk to the press. Just, you know, just keep it casual. And this dude's out there telling, like, top secret shit the government's paying him for but didn't get on contract. Like, he's like, oh, keep shit, I didn't know. Y'all tell me just keep it casual. I mean, it's pretty casual around the office right now. Psychoelectric. What do you think about that?
I feel like it'd almost be like, yeah, like sending, like, impulses into the brain kind of deal. I don't know. Are you talking about, like, the actual weapons? Like, or are we talking about, like, laser guns type, like, Fallout? Like,
apparently it's, you know, like, psychoelectric, like, mind control. Like, mind control or maybe some shit that'll fry somebody's brain. However, there is, I'll have to find the conspiracy, the actual article or the actual story about it. There was, like, some diplomats in other countries, and they kept having, like, fucking, like, strokes or, like, aneurysms and shit like that, and, like, heart attacks. But people were saying it was from a gun. Like, somebody was shooting this thing at them, and they'd have, like, fucking, like, heart attacks and strokes and shit. It was, like, shooting radiation into them, apparently.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'll have to find it, man. I mean, it's a pretty interesting read. But I got something that might hit a little close to home for me and you. The Hazardous Devices School in Alabama.
Oh, shit.
As the amount of improvised explosive devices in the United States continues to increase, the FBI created the Hazardous Device School in a remote area in Alabama to train bomb squad officers across the country. Nearby in Huntsville, Alabama, is a neighboring facility, the Terrorist Explosive Device Analytics Center.
I was just about to say, I can almost guarantee you it's in Huntsville.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's Rocket City, boy. I mean, that's where that's where they built the first rocket, ain't it?
I don't know. It might be. I know. We definitely have a space center up there. There's a NASA center there.
I mean, I've worked with a couple of people that went to engineering, and obviously they moved to Huntsville to work on. They was like, what do you call it? Contractors for NASA.
Oh,
so they didn't work directly with NASA, but they were contractors.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a temp job, you know, like, hey, you work here, and then maybe one day you can apply to NASA, you know.
Yeah, but they were
taking advantage of people that was spent fucking 6 years, 8 years in college.
Yeah.
But, all right, so it looks like we might have time for one more, and then we can just kind of fuck around after that. But, so let me see. So the Air Force's top secret space station. Now, space stations are pretty cool. I mean, they're in space, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just there. That's it. You know, that's cool. They was able to figure out the proximity of being shit out of luck or in satellite range. I guess satellites in general are the same thing. But being in orbit or being outside of orbit, I mean, that's kind of weird, and that's some fine line for some math, if you want my personal opinion. Like, the first one ever to do that math, I mean, they had to be scared shitless. I mean, like, this got to be it. And then they sent something to space, and like, man, I hope this shit works.
They were using my favorite scientific method, which is the fuck around and find out.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what they did. They probably did some tests and figured out where some of the gravitational pull, where some of the, where there was some pushback on it, you know. And they figured out, hey, if we go past this point, then we're fucked. But I don't know. Gravity's weird. Something I'll never understand truly. I know Isaac Newton and, you know, all his little, you know, laws of gravity and stuff like that and laws of matter and all that. But I don't know. I just don't think I can ever truly comprehend it because we just live it and there's something that's just here.
Yeah. I mean,
because apparently you could drop something at the same speed and as long as it's not shaped a certain way, it's supposed to hit the ground at the same time. If I dropped a car and a penny, it's supposed to hit the ground at the same time. Apparently. I think it's true, but you got to account for momentum as well right now.
Yeah.
And I think a car flipping would hurdle more momentum than a penny flipping.
Yeah, I feel like it. You know, it's like people you'd always say, you know, if somebody dropped a penny off the top of the Empire State Building and go through your head.
You know what? They got there's an episode of Mythbusters. I'm not going to tell you what happens for the people that want to check it out. But yeah, there is that episode. If any of you like Mythbusters, I like it because I kind of like stupid shit like that. But, you know.
I might have to look into it.
But anyways, Air Force's top secret space station. Back when the NASA space program was all over the news in the 60s, the USAF was simultaneously working on a more covert program. The Manned Orbiting Laboratory was a top-secret United States Air Force initiative, with the main objective being to serve as a manned satellite to spy against the Soviet Union. God damn, everything on here is about Russia, dude.
I was about to say, yeah.
But that's probably been one of the biggest threats to the United States has been Russia in history.
Yeah.
They really think about it. They're the only ones, I think, got the balls to drop some nukes on us, on our homeland. Because they don't give a fuck about dying, just my opinion.
Russians don't give a fuck, bro. You ever met a Russian?
I've never met a Russian. I mean, you know, I've watched them. I know famous ones, like, from watching TV and shit, but that's it.
Shit, man, living where I'm at, man, you meet a lot of interesting characters of different origins and ethnicities, bro.
Where you live at, Tuscaloosa still?
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm in Mobile, so I don't meet nothing but a bunch of people that listen like Jimmy Buffett and shit. And they're like, yeah, I used to live here, but I retired down here. Cause I'm close to the beach, but I'm still around town, you know?
I'm still around town.
I'm like, yes, sir, I understand. Just trying to be nice. I don't give a fuck about that guy retiring. He'll never come to me and tell me you're retired. Bitch, I'm still young. I got to work. I got to work my whole fucking life.
I swear. I'm happy that you're retired, bro, but I still got some years.
Like, that's like coming to me and telling me you just got your dick sucked. Did I get my dick sucked? I did not. Don't tell me you got your dick sucked.
I would love to have my dick sucked. I don't want to hear about you having it done.
Yeah, it's just you're just trying to make me jealous. You're trying to make me envious about what you got going on. That's not gonna fly around here, brother, man.
That's basically what living in Tuscaloosa is. And fucking, you know, I work on. And you can imagine, like, I've had, like, one or two houses that had garage doors, and I would just stay with my parents, you know what I mean? Like, other than that, like, I grew up in a trailer in the middle of fucking nowhere. So, like, going to these houses and working on these people's garages and seeing what the fuck they got, man, I'm like, God damn.
Well, my house doesn't have a garage, and if it did, it'd be detached. But I'm not going to put one here because it's not that it's like a poor part of town, but it's just like a little nice lower middle class neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, somebody earns a good enough living to be like, hey, we're doing all right. That's about where I live.
I feel you. Shit, man, I work on garages all over, man. Like, a lot of the poor parts in town, like, yeah, you know, I come up to some people and tell them what's going on and tell them how much it's going to cost. Like, our basic service is like $85. And, like, you know, some people are just like, oh, hell no, I'll call somebody else, which everybody else is more expensive. Or then you meet the few random people that are like, yeah, man, you're going to need a new door. Like, your operator's fucked up. You're looking right at about, you know, right at 2000. They're like, oh, yeah, that ain't no problem. Yeah. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, some people got insurance for this shit, too. They just don't care. They just got to get a quote.
Yeah,
get it written up and send it in. But yeah, I guess that's enough of the house talk. This ain't the HGTV podcast. It's supposed to be Ghost Bros, where we do ghosts and conspiracies.
That is true.
So I guess we need to stay in our own realm. Stay in our own lane, bro.
Hey, what we know.
Yeah, I mean, but we'll definitely get back into ghost shit. I just want to touch on a conspiracy since we never done it before. A lot of these, man, they actually look like they're going to be true. They look like they got some proof behind all these things they just talked about.
Yeah.
I will cite the information in the description in case anybody want to look, but I read just about everything on there. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I think the craziest one though just has to be the one where they can make lightning. They can manifest lightning.
Yeah, I agree. That one kind of shocked me a little bit too. Like,
Yeah,
and
shocked you.
then that then the and then they say like they stop using it. I know the fuck.
They didn't stop using it, man. They stopped using that one because they made a fucking better one. They could do tornadoes, tsunamis, fucking probably cancer if I had to guess. I guarantee that shit like that.
Yeah, it
It's
would
got like
not
cancer
fucking surprise
rays. You know, they just bop your neighborhood with it.
me.
And three or four people get that shit.
Bam, you got cancer, grandma.
Here,
What?
my cancer gun. Fuck you.
It's gonna be slow and painless. You never knew I was there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, all this shit. I mean, you can go on all day about fucking conspiracies. Like, nothing, if you really think about just being in existence, anyways, none of it really makes sense.
No.
If you think about the Big Bang, well, how did the bang happen and what was here before the bang?
Yeah, like what
And how
made the
was
bang?
anything anything? How is any space at all?
Yeah.
Like, where did that space come from? Because when you think our brains can't rationalize that, something has to come from something. I mean, it
Exactly.
rationalizes that. It don't rationalize anything outside of just being there, of just existence.
And then,
So,
of course, you know, us being the quote unquote good old boys from a small town in Bibb County, Alabama, you know, we were just told God put us all here. We were told God made it.
well, you know, I mean,
I'm
I'm
not
not
saying I
knocking
don't
anybody
believe that.
that.
What I'm saying is I need a little more context here, bro. How did God make it?
Yeah, but you know, the question is like, and I'm not saying I confirm or deny any religion. I'm just saying, in any religion, if the creator put us here, who put the creator here? And then that person that put the creator here, who put them here? It's an endless question.
Yeah.
It's like who had who, and then who had that who that had the who? You'll never get to the end of the trail. But our
Exactly.
existence in and of itself is fucking supernatural to me. So that's why I believe just about anything that sounds fucked up and crazy, just because I really don't believe we're still here, but we are.
That
And we
is
can't just
true.
wake up and us be a void of nothingness inside somebody's head because it's just not possible.
Yeah,
There's
like
too
I
much
keep.
original shit on this earth that I could have never thought about. I'm not that
Yeah.
talented.
I'm not
But
talented at all if I
that's the only reason how I
don't
know we
know
actually exist is because of all the shit that's different out here.
where
But, you know, so just all in all, just me in my head, like, that's how I know shit's supernatural out here, whether we want to see it or not. That's how I know shit's deeper than what it is, whether we want to see it or not. So, regardless of your religion, you got to believe that just our existence in and out of itself is just kind of supernatural when you just try to trace it all the way back down.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, that kind of, just like you were saying, it, hearing supernatural shit, you know, our existence is fucking supernatural.
It
Like,
just is. I mean, matter don't come from nothing. And even if it did, who put it there? Who put that there? You know what I'm saying? That's a question that'll never be answered. But with that being said, I think the next episode we'll jump into some ghost shit. We'll try to find something crazy, something funny, something we ain't talked about before.
yeah, this one we kind of like. You messaged me last night and just like, dude, let's do a podcast. And I was like, all right, bet. And I probably should have spent most of my day today thinking about what we would talk about, but I did not. So,
Yeah,
like, yeah.
same here. I was at the river and drinking beers and shit.
Oh, yeah,
And
shit. I've been sitting here drinking beer this whole fucking time, bro.
oh, I ran out, but you know, I needed to anyways. I was about five or six, so I just needed to slow down.
That. But yeah, this is kind of because we've recorded two in the past couple of months that we just never did anything with. I don't remember why we didn't do the first one, but I remember the second one. You know, a lot of your audio was cutting out, and I felt like that second one was a really good one. I
Yeah,
really
well,
hate that we
the
lost
second
out.
one was good. My audio was cutting out. The first one, we was too drunk, and we was talking about shit that didn't
That's
make sense when I went back and listened to it. It just didn't make any sense.
what it was. Yeah. No, that second one, man. I hate that we lost that one. But now, you know,
yeah, we're going to start trying to do this more consistently.
You know, we'll be more prepared in the weeks to come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be good because I'm going to look some shit up tonight. I'm going to have our whole story.
We're going
to try to have this uploaded by tomorrow. If you're listening, that would be today. Or whenever you listen, it would be that time of you listening to it.
Yeah, so but, expectations are tonight's Saturday, so this will more than likely be uploaded on Sunday.
Yeah, on a Sunday at least. If not tonight. I might just put it out tonight. I don't know yet. We didn't have but one fuck up in the whole thing, so I might just go unedited with this shit for real.
Yeah, on it. I mean, just like the first minute. We started at 1 minute, so I mean.
I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, this is just introductory coming back in, you know. We're just finding out a topic just to fuck around. We're just getting some practice in. So even if you don't like this episode, next one's going to be a lot better.
We've researched. We've definitely been trying to come back for sure. That's no doubt about that. So.
Yeah, so we'll be better prepared next time and have a lot more of our own insight. We're going to try to just limit to a couple beers versus six or seven.
Yeah, that would probably help a lot, too.
Yeah, we're going to try, though. We'll try. Can't promise anything, but we definitely will try. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what we come up with. I'm going to try to find some good shit, though. And, you know, like I said, if – got any questions, concerns? I mean, shit, you can always hit us up at ghostbros@gmail.com and we can answer your concerns there or whatever you got going on.
Yeah, and of course, if you know us, you know, personally, you know, you could just shoot us a message. We'll more than likely answer.
Yep. If you know us personally, if you don't, that's okay. We might get to know you one day. We got to check you out first, though.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Stranger danger.
Yeah, just for reasons of, yeah. We'll just leave it like that. But yeah, just, you know, like this shit. Send it to your folks. Send it to whoever you want. Send it to your ex-girlfriend. She might find a reason to be like, hey, you know what? That podcast was cool as fuck. I think I might give you another chance. She might do that. She might just do that. So if I was you, I would at least try it.
I mean, we're cool enough. I don't see why not. If anything, I might even talk to your ex-girlfriend. So.
Yeah. I mean, we might baffle her with all these little conspiracies we were just talking about. And she might just have to call you just to talk to you about it because you know about them.
Exactly.
Hey, what do you think about that dragonfly?
Yes, sir. Hey, what do you think about that lightning? Bird drones.
So you definitely want to send this to your ex-girlfriend or your current girlfriend or your boyfriend. Yeah,
I mean, she's already your ex-girlfriend, so what do you got to lose, bro?
Yeah, take that chance. Stop being a pussy. Be a fucking man about it, okay? Or be a girl, be a woman about it. If you're into that kind of stuff.
Fucking fierce, I'll tell you that.
Which I'm cool with the LGBT. I'm cool with the whole community, all right? I know there's a couple of letters there that I haven't touched up on yet. And that's not a joke. I'm just being serious. There's a couple more letters. I'm cool with that community. So, ex-girlfriends, whether you're a boy or a girl, or, you know, not gender specific, send them this shit. They might like it.
They might.
And maybe you like it. Maybe you like it so much that you want to like it. You want to rate it.
You want to like it, and you want to follow us for some more.
Yeah, that's exactly what you probably want to do right now. See. And if you were smart, you would listen to the stories we were just talking about with the conspiracy theories. I got mind control over you right now. This is experimental. I work for the CIA.
MK Ultra is still in full effect. I don't give a fuck if they say they stopped that shit.
It is, man. It's doing it. But now, for real, though, you know, I guess that'll be it for today, man. We'll hop off this bitch. I'll get it, do what I got to do with it, and we'll see what's going on and try to. I mean, honestly, probably try to record tomorrow too.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm cool. I'm cool with that. Shit.
Just a marathon of content. We'll just come out with it.
Yes, sir. Shit. I've been thinking about getting like some actual like studio shit. Like getting a microphone and setting this up on my computer instead of my phone.
I've tried that and it just don't work that good. You can't edit. But you can record, then edit later from your phone, but it's weird. But I know for real, y'all use Anchor. If you're thinking about a podcast, use Anchor. Use them. They're great. They're fun. It's easy. You just record. They do everything else for you. as you grow, you'll be available on wider platforms. And they are actually a sponsor. So that's why I'm going to go ahead and plug them in right there. Even though they'll be plugged in at the beginning.
Yeah, sir. Hey, shit. Anchor is definitely convenient. Whenever we started that first one, Roundtable, that was supposed to be with Sawyer, just ended up being us. That shit was super simple, super easy. Took me not even a whole 5 minutes to set it up, and we was recording. So.
Do you have that episode up?
Yeah, it's been I actually looked at it. It's gotten 52 plays.
I'll have to go check that out. I completely forgot about us making it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I was using my headset and you were using your phone. So I was like, it's almost like I'm screaming and you're just like talking normal.
It'd still be fun to listen to. But no, I remember the one. It's where we were talking about all that gay shit. Yeah, that's
a problem. All gay thoughts and racism. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah. Nothing. That's a problem. Well, racism is a problem, but nothing wrong with being gay. I love gay people.
Oh, we were just talking about gay thoughts.
Yeah, just everybody's got them intrusive. Yeah, man. I think we've made this one go on long enough. We could probably go ahead and just cut it right here. And like I said, you know, just follow us, like our shit, do what you gotta do, man. If you like it, check it out. Check out some of our older episodes. They don't have Cody here, but they got other people, and they're pretty cool. But yeah, just for future references, it's probably just gonna be me and Cody, which is perfectly fine. You know, beggars can't be choosers. I mean, not that. That's the wrong way to say that. Not what I'm saying. Not beggars can't be. What? Either way, he's a good guy, right?
Again, this is just a little introductory, so you know, we'll be back in normal, just like regular old Ghost Bros. But you know, you got somebody a little cooler.
Yeah, man. I mean, you gotta get your feet wet, man. You know. So, if this one is not edited to my perfection. That's honestly just because I'm lazy and just trying to get something out there. And once I break this ice for the second time, the second episode is going to be a lot better. Just think of this as the second season.
Yes, sir. Second season, same host, new guest.
Well, technically, we'll both be hosts now if you come on every time. It'd be
That is true.
It's kind of like I mean, it's not like I'm Steve Harvey and you're the same family coming on every goddamn week. You're going to be Steve Harvey too, you know?
That is true.
Well, shit, man. All right, man. I guess I'll holler at you and we'll catch everybody else on the next episode, hopefully.
Yes, sir, man. You know where to find me.
All right, man. Well, we'll talk to y'all later. I appreciate you listening. Have a good one and, you know, just do your thing.
Yes, sir. Stay tuned for the next one, boys.
All right.